Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Hey everyone, welcome to Sex with Emily. Tonight's show is all about those picky penises. You know, those penises in your life that you're not quite sure what to do with. Sometimes they're up, sometimes they're down. We're going to talk about what men and women need to do about them, and I give advice for women to help you please the men in your life with those high-maintenance members. Thanks everyone for listening. But first, we have to support our lovely sponsors, because let me ask you this. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love a little bit more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, can you believe there are 10 things they're giving you? Free shipping on your entire order. I only order things that have free shipping, and this makes so much sense. Plus, there's 10 things. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? Not hard at all. Go to adamandeve.com and select any one of them. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code Emily at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. So go to checkout adamandeve.com today, select one item, get 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter offer code Emily. That's Emily at adamandeve.com. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. check out my site. You'll love it. We post great blogs, videos, articles, everything that you need to have better sex and relationships, because who the hell doesn't want that? Can't find anyone who doesn't want that. Literally. No one's like, oh yeah, I'm perfect. Everything's perfect in my life. My wife is perfect. My life is perfect. No, you want a better relationship. Right, Anderson?
That's right, Em.
That's what tonight's show is all about. It's actually about you, so you, the man, can have
the
better sex. It's about the penis. This is the penis show. We've done penis shows in the past. You know, we've done vagina shows. We've done breast shows. But this show is about picky penises.
Don't change the name of the show, because if it became Sex with Penises, I don't think it would be nearly as
popular. I don't even like the word. I think we need some other thing. I don't know. You know, it's all about picky dicks.
Schlong.
Pick docs. Yeah, about those.
Picky pricks.
Picky pricks. It's all about those sticky schlongs. No, but really, I feel like every single day, and I was just saying earlier that when I walked in here, I was like, oh, the reason why I was a little frazzled is because I was per usual.
You're frazzled because you're Emily.
Because I'm Emily, I feel like you really accept me and love me for who I am.
It's true, I do.
I know.
You're and like you bring me booze, which makes it easier. Yeah.
I felt like getting you booze because I thought,
so
who
sweet.
Doesn't need a little booze in their life? I actually need to start drinking more. It's on my list of things to do.
I think that should be a good New
Year's
resolution.
No, I know, totally. Yeah. I'm not really a great drinker. Like, I was always such a lame drinker in college.
You're
I'd be
a control
the one,
freak.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean,
I don't like the taste of it. I would get messed up
like,
if I could.
But you don't like to lose control, I want to think.
I've never lost control drinking.
Yeah, see what I mean?
I know, but that's not why. It's because I don't like the taste of alcohol. I like the taste of
wine.
Buttery
nipples.
No, I don't like the sugar. I could drink. You know what? The only thing I like, and this has nothing to do with Sex with Emily, dirty martinis. I can slam those. Two of them,
great.
I'm drunk. I'm dead.
Salty.
I'm over. They're like salty and you can't taste the alcohol.
I thought you were going to say blowjobs, so I'm glad you went with dirty martinis.
No, that'd be so blowjobs. No, because dirty martinis are like a real drink and that's all I can drink. So anyway, today I just got back from an interview with Elite Daily. Do you know Elite Daily?
Yeah.
It's a very common, very popular website right now. And they really, like, everyone's reading it. They've got great articles on there about everything that you can think about on the planet. And it seems like you just, like, every time you're on Facebook or wherever, there's Elite Daily. So they interviewed me today for a very interesting article about condoms. And it's funny because it keeps coming up lately in my conversations with colleagues and just friends. It's like, I feel like condoms have like gone the way of, you know, the transistor radio or something. Like, people are no longer, I was gonna say of phone calls. No, people, didn't you always use condoms growing up? Weren't you always like, you have to use condoms when you start? Weren't you scared about it in high school?
Yeah, whenever I'd have sex with a girl the first two times, I'd use a condom. And then
But then after that, you wouldn't, even as a young kid? Okay,
much.
So maybe, what is this, like an East Coast thing? Like, you in California were all chill?
Maybe, yeah.
So we were uptight about condoms as well. I
feel
like
in the AIDS era, too.
So did I. That's what I'm saying.
I feel like once I had sex with a girl a couple times, I could trust it.
See, but you can't. And this
I
is
know,
the thing.
It's ridiculous.
But at least, let me tell you something, though. This is why we're ahead. At least in our generation, we at least use them the first few times. Today, people don't even think they have to use condoms. They're like, hey, I'm clean, babe. It's cool. And then the woman's just like, okay, cool. I'll have sex with you, or vice versa. And they're just trusting each other. And I think that people are forgetting that there's actually a huge risk for, you know, for STDs. Just because someone says they're clean and they look clean doesn't mean they are. You know, you could still contract something and not find out for a few weeks, and you just don't trust anyone and use a goddamn condom. And so I kept thinking about it. And then she said to me, so she was interviewing me about condoms. And then she said, well, why don't women, what if a guy pulls out a condom, for example, she says it's latex, because a lot of people are allergic to latex condoms. Do you know this?
Yeah, I hear it on Loveline all the time.
And those two times you've used a condom?
I
with your wife, and then it's probably been a long time since.
I did use condoms twice with her, and that
That's
was
awesome.
It. No more.
Right.
Never again.
So anyway, latex, right. So now, like, there's polyisoprene condoms, which is skin condoms makes them. It's Lifestyle's skin condoms, and they're actually amazing. I just tested one. I had a friend volunteer.
Really?
To have sex with me.
You kidding me?
No, I'm actually not kidding you.
You're like, we gotta try this for my work? We gotta try this?
Yeah. I mean, okay, someone that I've slept with before.
All right. And it was a very clinical?
It was clinical. I was like, listen, you got to help me out, buddy.
Overhead lights on?
Yeah. No. I hate lights. I can't.
Did you light some
lights.
Of your candles?
I did light one of my candles. Thank you. I bring them everywhere. I'm like, hold on. I got to get my candle. Because they really do relax me. And
your place or his?
His place.
You should have said the office. That would have been the best.
I can't have sex in the office. The office is like a freaking circus show. I swear to God.
I know. Exactly. The place to test out condoms.
No, but you don't understand. Well, I'm going to get back to my story in a minute. I'll get back to my circus office in a minute. But that we tested it because they're supposed to, because everyone thinks that also people don't have education about condoms. I think that men are like, have bad experiences with them. They fall off. They're uncomfortable. And they're, of course, can make the woman uncomfortable. But these polyisoprene, which is only, again, made by Skin, they send them all. I'm testing them all. Is that they're thinner, but it means that they're just as safe and they're not going to break. And they stick to the penis. They don't slide off. So the point is, she said, well, what would you say to a guy? And I said, I would just say, baby, you know, I can't use that condom, you know, but keep having foreplay, because foreplay is great. It shouldn't be all about sex. But, you know, like that frustrating moment, like when you just have blue balls right there, if I was like, sorry, dude, can't use that condom with you.
It takes a while, but yeah, eventually the blue balls would kick in.
Right, but then what if I said, let's just save it for next time or something?
Well, you saying baby, I think, is a great form of, like, prophylactic. I'd be done right there.
How about sweetie, honey? Okay, sorry, not baby. I don't know why I said baby. But I would have said, okay, I don't know. Just what if I said, hey, no, let's just, I can't. Okay, so the point is, she said, well, why
blowjob
would
time.
For sure you get a blowjob. For sure. I'd give you a blowjob. Done. And then hopefully you perform oral sex on me and we'd all be fine. But I'm saying is that women, you shouldn't just ignore, for example, that excuse along with the guy who's like, sorry. Okay, there's a million excuses that guys use when they don't have condoms. I've heard, these are the ones I've heard in my lifetime. I'm too big.
So stupid.
Yeah. They make me, I'm allergic to them. I can't get hard with them. I love you so much. I don't care if you get pregnant, baby.
You heard that?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ. Where's
Maybe
that guy
we should
now?
Have a baby.
Yeah.
Dude, I deleted his number. So the point is that it's just so funny that everyone's not using condoms. Not funny. It's actually serious that people aren't using condoms. And then she said, well, why don't women carry them? Like, why don't you just have them? I was like, yeah, because every woman goes out. We like have our lipstick. You know, we take our keys, take our ID, and then why not a condom? So what would you think if you're with a woman?
Slut.
I'll tell you what I said. Exactly. You think she was a slut. You would.
Well, you'd think that she was planning on getting some.
Yeah, but
which is totally unfair. But
totally unfair.
That's where
what
you
if
go.
It's well? Why can't we just have it in our purse? Like we have like tampons in case we get our period, or like why can't we have them like credit card or Kleenex or something? Why can't we just say, oh, I've got condoms?
Don't hookers like have a little place in their boot that they actually made?
Yeah, maybe I should make. You know what? I'm going to make. That is the best. Oh my God! I need to take a moment. I'm going to make boots with. It's going to be a statement for women, for feminism, that we can start for feminists, that we can have condom boots. And I'm going to have clothing that have like natural pockets, kind of like you have like those iPhone pockets and stuff. I'm going to have a little thing in there for condoms.
Wait, I'm seeing boots with like 50 like, condoms on each. Like that's the design
on
the outside.
Just one.
And every time you need one, you just rip them away.
No, it's
and
like
then
penny
you can tell
loafers. It's
who's
like
getting a lot because they have like none left on the boots.
No, it's so kind of like penny loafers. Like you always have the condom in it, but like eventually you replace it like if you lose the penny. Okay, the point is you'd think she was a slut, and she was like, really, in 2014, people think that? I said, absolutely. I know that women will think that they will be judged if they use a condom,
and
that
guys
just pisses
would judge.
Me off.
Guys and girls especially would judge, for sure.
So now what are you supposed to do?
Fair.
And then there's a guy, and you're either you're buzzed, you're in the moment, and you want to have sex, and how many times have you thrown caution to the wind? I've been like, yeah, let's have sex. It's not that healthy.
I can't believe my penis is not falling off.
I can't believe your penis doesn't. I can't believe it's here with me right now. I'm assuming it is. I haven't seen it. But it was interesting. And you guys will read this article, but it went on a lot. We're going to talk more about this in the show, about people just hooking up with reckless abandon, not using condoms, and are people – no one's dating anymore. But
I think it's important to
no
also –
no one's having sex anymore. No one's having relationships anymore. Younger, the millennials. Go
I
ahead.
Know. God damn, I'm too old. It would be great to go back in time.
I know, right?
I think I invented that thing.
Yeah, really?
What you were
you
talking about earlier.
Which
like,
one?
Where you're not really a boyfriend. You're just kind of like a kind of a boyfriend-ish.
Yeah. There's a whole new term for it. Instead of friends with benefits.
Like I would
like
tell girls, we're special friends. We're special friends.
And they would go for that?
Yeah.
But didn't they always want more from you?
Yeah. And then like now years later, they'll say, hey, we were boyfriend-girlfriend, whether you like it or not. And like my wife will be like, yeah, I don't want you to talk to that girl. That used to be your girlfriend. I'm like, no, but I never called her that. So she's like, yeah, but you were fucking her. So it's the same thing.
So you had fear of the girlfriend title for a lot of your whole life?
Yeah.
Up until when? Did you go right from hookup to wife? Like you're my buddy?
Yeah. Well, I met my wife. She was like one of five girls that I was seeing. And then I pared it down to a couple. And then, you know.
Did she know you were seeing five girls?
Yeah, kind of. I think she wasn't real pleased.
Did you tell her five?
I mean, it was a lot of mystery there. There's lots of mystery. But no, I got burned in high school.
Okay,
I had a girlfriend that I'd do anything for 3 years. And I found out, I think I told you, she was
cheating.
Banging everybody.
Right.
Yeah. So then I was like, fuck this whole girlfriend thing.
She messed you up for that long?
Oh, yeah.
You really never got over it. And you said, F it. I'm just going to start banging chicks and not committing.
Yeah, I thought, and also, I think guys do this too and they don't admit it. But like, you don't want your feelings to get involved either. So you try and lie to yourself and say it's just about the sex and it's not, or you can just be friends and, you know, friends with benefits, but you're afraid of getting hurt. I think a lot of guys try and do that because they're afraid of getting hurt.
You think that's why there's the whole trend right now? But why wasn't it? Why were they as afraid? Why weren't men and women as afraid of getting hurt earlier? Now there's just more options. Now it's socially acceptable.
Do you think that women are being more objectified now than ever before?
No, what do you mean, in porn, in life?
Yeah, well, because so many guys, especially younger guys, watch porn, and that's how they experience sex. And like, there's so many guys that don't even want a girlfriend because it's work.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that women are being objectified. I think that women are being, completely disregarded maybe for, you know, what men are seeing, that they can't actually meet up to what they think is real sex and what actually women are supposed to do. Supposed to be like in the bedroom. And that's all. I mean, there's so much. These are like our next upcoming like 15 shows are going to be out this stuff, because we're actually having a great guest on next week about porn and the impact it has on the male brain and what's happening. But it's true, like, men are like seeing these hot women, they're like, why aren't I having a gangbang right now? She's just giving me a blowjob. I should have a gangbang with 10 hot blondes.
I wonder if it's going to justify cheating too. Like, well, my girlfriend won't do that, so I got to go get it somewhere else.
Well, I think it's leading to a lot of people justifying the fact that, they're having really bad sex. They don't think that their sex life is good enough or it's what it should be. Everyone's disappointed sexually. I think it's setting the bar way out of – it's not even setting the bar high. It's setting the bar in complete ridiculousness. It's not even realistic that you think that you could have that kind of sex. But if that's all you see
– there's a void, and you need to fill it.
What do I need?
You need to make porn that's called What Sex Should Be.
On my list of eight. Oh, yeah. I just wrote an article. Okay. That's my blog for Patty Stanger this week. It's about no jackhammer sex.
So you need to actually make movies that show what sex should be like.
I should. And that's on my list of 15 projects that I have going on right now is instructional videos. I'd love to hear from you, my listeners. Would you watch them if I made some videos? I wouldn't actually be having sex. Anderson would be having sex in them.
Nope.
I would be instructing them.
You'd be in the background with a clipboard.
I would. No, I wouldn't be having sex, but I think that's a really good idea. I'm definitely doing more videos. You should check out my YouTube page, all that. But I do think there's instructional videos, but they're kind of cheesy and they're kind of outdated. And mine would be like me, but on video with a couple having sex, and we'd all be having fun. It wouldn't be porn. It wouldn't be awkward. And we'd all have better sex and we'd learn. God damn, I have so much to do.
You'd have to wear glasses.
Boots with condoms. Why? Because squirting and semen?
No, just because you'd have to be like the astute one. Like your hair would be up. Yeah, but you'd have glasses on the tip of your nose. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Tip your nose. Hey, real quick, keep trying to talk to you about it, but the condom thing, if you're allergic as well, back in the day, all you could use was like animal.
Lambskin.
Lambskin, which was just horrific. Oh,
yeah,
idea
it's so bad for you.
An animal's.
Oh, it was like slippery. It was slipped off. Exactly.
So
women get infections.
That's no longer an excuse because they have synthetic that you're not going to be allergic to.
Exactly. And that's so true. And there are. And also, condoms have changed so much that I can see that it's overwhelming. If you go into a store now, there's 50 million to choose from. And you're like, what do I choose? But really, if you really read the boxes, you can see that, you know, if you can't have latex, you can have polyisoprene. I'm telling you, just everyone tried these Skin, SKYN. They have like 10 different kinds, and I'm just sort of obsessed. But I need to find other guys to test them with. This is actually a good thing.
A contest.
I'm going to have a contest. Who wants to have sex with me and test out condoms? Just kidding. Don't email me about that. You can email me your questions to feedback@sexwithemily.com because I love hearing from you and I answer your questions on the show. I answer them on Facebook. I answer them on blog. So you got to check it out. And I do. I will be answering some on this show as well. Tonight, I'll be answering them. Speaking of which, it's funny that you just said that. One of our Sex in the News stories right now, 11 things you should never learn from porn, according to a porn star. Would you like to hear them?
Yeah. Who's the porn star? Is she named?
Yeah. Tasha Rain.
I just assume it's a girl.
Tasha Rain. Was she on the show?
Tasha Rain.
I think she was on the show. I'm thinking of the Tasha Butt Plug Woman.
Cherry Rain? She was my
favorite. No. Really? I don't know. Tasha Rain. So most porn is created to reflect fantasy, not reality. And although we all enjoy watching our sexual dreams visually enacted on film, it's important to remember that some things, while exciting, should be left to the professionals. So I do, as you know, always encourage people to experiment with erotic desires and with their partners. And porn can be a great learning tool, but here's some things you shouldn't learn. You do not have to pop a huge load, and it does not always need to be on her face. This is friggin' amazing. It's so true.
Pop a huge load. Was that a quote or is that
you? That's a quote.
You?
Okay. You do not have to blow your wad in her face every single time. And I'm not saying that some women wouldn't be totally down with that and psyched about it, but that is not your only option. And if she doesn't swallow, it doesn't mean she doesn't love you. I'll tell you that too. I got a tweet about that the other day.
Wait, what are the tweets?
The tweet was like, my girlfriend won't swallow. Does this mean she doesn't love me? I said, no, it means she won't swallow. You hate him?
Yeah, I just hope he doesn't have kids soon, because with that line of thinking, he should not be a father anytime soon.
Oh, he's married. And this came on later because it was a series of tweets. I don't want to talk about it. And she'll only do the missionary. It was a whole thing. You can tweet me your questions too. Sex with Emily on Twitter. Okay. Number 10, you never have to do the position the pile driver. It only looks cool in movies. The pile driver where you know what it is? You walk her like.
Oh, like wheelbarrow.
Yeah, it's kind of like wheelbarrow. It's actually in my book.
It's not a thing.
What is that thing?
It's I saw a picture of it in your book, but that's not a real thing. People don't actually do
yeah,
that.
Like, I mean, if you looked, yeah, they don't.
We're lucky if people get, really?
Yeah, well, it's a position that exists and on the planet, and you don't have to, if you were feeling guilty that you weren't doing it, you don't feel bad anymore. You can have sex with her when she's not wearing any makeup. She's still your babe.
If the lights are off.
Dude, no.
I'm kidding.
We're still beautiful if we're not all done up like how you expect us to be. Don't you? You don't look your wife and go put some lipstick on.
I'm pathetic. I can't tell if she's wearing makeup or not. I'm
one
of
those guys.
Because
you just don't. But that's not pathetic. That's how it should be. Do you know how many women live with guys who are so, and men, vice versa, partners who are so judgmental and they're always picking on them and knocking their self-esteem and making them feel really bad about who they are.
I've dated some of the broken pieces like afterwards, and I've heard horror stories from girls that I've dated. Who like had guys that they dated like that were like that.
They were like, yeah,
they'd be like, you're not wearing that. You need to go change right
yeah.
now. Yeah.
I could never date anyone like that. Like, did you just gain a few pounds or, you know, you sure you want to eat that second piece of cake? I'd be like, I would leave.
That's what a lot of dicks out there.
Total. Speaking of dicks, we're coming up with dicks soon. Penises, actually. Princess penises. Okay. Number 8, you do not need huge equipment to make her time with you pleasurable. How true is that?
Why are you looking at me? I don't know.
Well, because yours is huge, probably.
Yes, yeah, so I have no idea if that's
no, but this, you know, this is the biggest concern that men have is that their penises, and no matter how much I say it, it does not matter. And I've talked to you all. I've talked to you about polls. We've talked about like studies. I've heard from hundreds of thousands of women who are like, you know what? Not that big of a deal. It's as long as it's not about the size of the ship, the motion of the ocean, the whole thing. As long as you know what you're doing with your mouth, your tongue, and your penis, you're going to be fine. And women don't care as much as you do. So there's so many other things you could be worried about, like world hunger or something right now.
That's got to be one of the most primitive things left over in...
That men worry about their penis?
That they want, yeah, a big penis. It's just so primitive.
I know.
And
but it doesn't go away, no matter how many times I tell you that
it's
we
so
don't
It's so simple.
Care
about- I know. It's not going away on either side either. You girls are almost as bad.
What about our breasts?
No, about the dicks. Talking about the dicks. Talking about sizes.
We just talk about it anecdotally, like, oh, he's huge, if it happens to me. But it's not like we're... And
you say it's huge, glowingly. I mean, you don't say it like in a bad way or a humdrum way.
But it's like if you're dating one with large boobs, you'd be like, that would be like her asset. You'd be like, she's really smart. She went to Ivy League school. Her breasts are so huge. And if I was dating a guy, I'd say he's really generous. He's emotionally available. Oh, my God. His cock is massive. No, I wouldn't say that. What'd you say?
Okay. It's all right.
Legit?
I'm not a boob guy, so it's
I'm kidding. I don't. Women don't talk. We don't do that.
I think you do.
That's just a few select friends. We don't broadcast it, okay? If she goes down on you. Okay, I love this one. Can we just halt here for a moment for like 15 minutes? If she goes down on you, you should always go down on your woman, or even if she doesn't.
Well, I don't understand why it should always be, even if she doesn't.
It should. No, you're right. Sometimes you can just go down on her and she doesn't have to go down on you.
You guys should see the judging look that Emily's just shooting my way.
No, you're totally right. You can go down on her without her having to go down on you. I totally agree with that. But you should always go down on her. You should always try to please her clitorally. You should be clitorate. In some way, you should pay attention to her clitoris before you stick your throbbing penis inside of her vagina. I'm just saying. Because when she's not warmed up for sex, she's not going to enjoy it as much as she could had you spent a few minutes paying attention to her clitoris.
That'd be weird.
So I'm suggesting what?
To not touch to not do anything down there. That just doesn't make sense.
What do you mean? Like, so,
to just like ram it in without any kind of.
Oh, God, dude. Do you know how many guys just assume you're turned on because you made out and you like touch your nipple for 1.2 seconds?
I think those guys are just trying to get to the finish line. They're afraid they're going to get thwarted before they get there.
Well, that's the thing is that they got shut. I believe that the reason why men are trained to go so fast and move through sex is because they've gotten shut down so many times before. And they're like, it's really going to happen. It's like, it's kind of like the male wiring.
It's like football. They don't want to take a bunch of plays to get there. They want to make sure that they get across
that
plane.
I'm hard. I'm ready to go. And this is why I exist on the planet. Because I'm trying to tell you that, no, we are not ready to go. We didn't even see you coming. We don't even know what's going on. We're like hungry. We're like doing other shit. We're finishing our nails.
And you guys aren't ready either. I mean,
we're
you guys
so
not open.
Not ready.
You're like still clamped.
We're closed for business.
Yeah.
We are. And in fact, as you see, when the vagina, my favorite word, gets aroused, or the vulva gets aroused, it actually blossoms. It grows. The clitoris is beautiful, like a flower, like all the Georgie O'Keeffe paintings.
Georgie O'Keeffe, I was going to say.
That's our vagina. And you might never, ever see that flower bloom if you're just assuming she's turned on because you made out, touched her nipple, maybe rubbed over her pants as you were ripping off her jeans and sucked your penis inside her when you were hard.
Beautiful is not the word you should use. Not really.
Beautiful what?
I don't think you should say beautiful.
What did I say beautiful?
It's a little different. You said that it was beautiful when the vulva opens.
It is beautiful. Dude, you don't think the woman's vagina is beautiful?
It's beautiful when Georgie O'Keeffe makes them look like flowers.
Okay, fine. So it opens
fleshy
like
lumps.
Flowers
no.
are... They're blossoming
our penis,
fleshy lumps.
Our penis is beautiful?
Yes.
No.
Yes, I do think penises are beautiful. Some of them. Not all of them. Okay. Not every penis I've seen would I give an award to. Some are more beautiful than others, just like vaginas, but they're all like snowflakes. They're all different, which is amazing. Okay, sex can have breaks, and it starts and stops all the time. So that just means that in the middle of sex, again, this is talking about it being goal-oriented. We're going right for intercourse. No, we're not going for intercourse. You can stop. You can have intercourse. You can pull out. You can start making out again. You could do 69, whatever. You could play with some toys. You can make a sandwich and then come back to intercourse. Okay, number five, you do not always have to pound away like a madman. I didn't even say it this time. Tasha Raine said it. Jackhammer. You do not have to pound away. And I don't watch enough porn, but it's on my list that men mostly are pounding away in porn, right? Like they're never softly.
They're
never like
point,
softly. Which part is the good part?
I think everything leading up. And,
like the oral sex?
But once it's like repetitive, just the same thing over and over and
Why
over.
Why do you think that there are legions of men at this moment pounding away like jackrabbits and hammers?
Because they also, I think that even
how many
if
people are having sex at this moment, you think in the world.
What's that now? How many people right now? I think about that kind of stuff. How many people are?
I think that there's so many people having sex right now, and maybe the show even got them having sex because I talked about the beautiful blossoming vagina.
People having sex while they're listening to this.
Yeah,
right now,
and maybe they lost their boners if the men didn't think that was as hot as you did.
I think it's also like a physical dominance thing with guys, and I think that there's something to that with like they'd be doing that even if it wasn't for porn. They'd be like dominating, just pounding.
I get it. And you guys, that feels the best to you, to be truthful.
Yeah.
No? Okay. You will get her pregnant if you're not wearing a condom and she's not on birth control. The pull-out method does not always work. The pull-out method is not that effective at all. Birth control is 98% effective. Condoms like 97%. Pull-out method's like, I want to say 60%.
Nah.
Higher?
Probably higher. But that pre-cum. 75%. That
pre-cum
is very concentrated.
Can we talk about pre-cum? Pre-cum is very concentrated.
it's got a lot of sperms
Anderson,
in that
pre-cum. One of the things I love about you besides just your generosity, wittiness, and humor is your ability to just whip out the right sound effects because that's your job. Exactly. That the pre-cum can make her pregnant. And so even if you don't think you're that turned on yet and you didn't even ejaculate and you didn't pull out, she could get pregnant. She may not always look that eager to go down on you. So one of the top tips I give to women about performing oral sex on a guy is to be enthusiastic and to be into it. And sometimes she might not be that psyched about it, so don't do the head push. That was always my number one like no-no to guys. Like when I first started the show, I was obsessed with the head push. I'm like, do guys really still like take a woman's head and just like push it? And like, guys do that. P.S.
Come on in.
Have you done it?
Sorry, housekeeping's coming in right now. I've never ever done that. I have gone, made the motion where I bring myself up closer so it's more convenient, maybe.
Scooch up?
Yeah, maybe a little scoochy, yeah. Maybe I'm something down there, and then like all of a sudden I'm a little bit closer to her, got on my knees or something, inching closer.
I guess that's fine for inching. If you're already naked and stuff. I'm talking about the no one's naked yet head push.
Oh, no, that's just like brute. That's rapist.
No, it but really guys is. Are always like, and I always think to myself, listen, dude, I know you have a penis. I know it's probably super hard right now, and I would have thought in my brain that that's an option right now. But I chose not to do that at this moment, and there's no need. I need you to push my head anywhere.
That's like borderline rape.
Right. That's a whole other topic. Okay. Consent is the most important factor in sex. Says Tasha Rain. That's number one. This is amazing. This is our whole show. We even ran time. No, just kidding. But these are great from Tasha Rain, porn star. Porn is just it's taking over the world right now. So you can't really like even I can't even like walk out of my house without talking about porn with someone right now. I'm not even going to read my next news article because we're going to get on the topic. But first, a word from our sponsors, who probably have to do with penises as well. Okay, everyone, it is right before the holidays, and I know everyone's thinking, God, I want to lose a few pounds, I want to feel better, I know I'm going to have some crazy times over the holidays. That's why I just started doing a cleanse, because I've been feeling run down, and I think you should all try it. It only takes 20 days to flush out toxins, have more energy, and you shed some serious weight if that is your goal. So I found D-Herbs. I'm on their full body cleanse, which turns out to be the number one selling cleanse online for over the past 10 years. And I'm so glad that it's not that crazy concoction of like lemon juice and cayenne pepper, which I've done, people, and it does not work. So it takes 20 days. It cleanses your body from head to toe, inside out, completely fresh start. And then you'll be done before you know it. You'll be feeling great for the holidays and in a much better position for long-term health as well. And they've got great customer service reps. You can call them with questions. They give you diet tips. They tell you what you can and cannot eat. It's awesome. So go to dherbs.com. That's the letter D, herbs.com, and check it out today. For my listeners, type in the promo code Emily and get a discount today. So that's dherbs.com or call 866-4-D-HERBS. That's 866-4-D-HERBS. Okay, everyone, I'm talking about the Fleshlight because, only because it's the number one sex toy for men, and probably the only one you want, because let's face it, you all have your hand, and you masturbate with your hand, and it feels great, right? Love the hand. Women, we've got all these other toys and tricks, and we can feel so many different ways, but you've got your hand. So that's why the Fleshlight exists, because it is a male masturbation sleeve. It actually simulates the sensations of real sex. And you just masturbate with it. You put lube in it. It feels amazing. And it's like a flashlight. It looks like a flashlight, but it's actually in a can, and it feels amazing. It's engineered to look and feel like the real deal. And people have told me that it feels better than real sex. I mean, I'm not saying that you won't want to have sex again, because you will. But it actually just is an alternative to masturbation that even feels better than what you're already doing. So I've heard. I don't have a penis. If I did, I would sit home with a Fleshlight all day. The Fleshlight stamina training unit also helps you practice lasting longer and becoming a better lover. Plus, you'll experience some of the most mind-blowing orgasms of your life. And for my listeners, right now, for a limited time, they're giving away their award-winning Flesh Lube. They've won all these awards on this lube. Flesh Lube, you're going to want the lube. Go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, use code Emily, and get a free bottle of their award-winning lube. So go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner today. And now, back to the show, where we're talking about your penises. Okay, I found that fascinating, all the porn tips, because it's what I always say. I guess because I agree. Did you disagree with any?
No, and I looked up Tasha. I'm fairly certain that I met her, that she was in here.
Yeah.
A while ago.
I think she was on my show.
Tasha Rain. She's a wicked girl.
I should probably know this. So I've done a lot of shows with porn stars in the past. If you'd like to check them out, and a lot of other people. Okay, so penis princesses. So I write a weekly sex column for Glamour, and this was the topic of my sex column, sexglamour.com, on Sunday nights. They never had a sex columnist before. Did you know this?
Glamour didn't have
I know. Not online, not at SETI.
The magazine that George Costanza was pleasuring himself to when his mom caught him.
Really?
Little Seinfeld.
I mean, no, they've always written
Glamour?
About sex. They've always written about sex. But they
never had an actual in-house columnist.
Same
now
mom.
They got the
same
Emily,
mom.
The sex
exactly.
with them.
Exactly. So these are about for guys that have particular penis issues. So, okay, I mean, it's picky penises. It's the guys who have those penises that, you know, you're ready to go, and when you're in the bedroom, things are heating up, and then bam, you know, your equipment gets kind of funky, fussy. Like, you're hard, you're soft, and... You know, I understand it because we have thoughts too. Women are concerned about things in the bedroom. We know, you know, and then we also know that you're very sensitive. So we don't know how to always deal with it when you say come too quickly or you're hard and then you're soft and then you're hard and then you're like stop and go or you can't, you know, whatever it is. Because we know that men are so sensitive to it. And no pun intended, your penis is sensitive, but you also have a lot of emotions. You say one damaging thing to a guy about his penis, he'll never get over it. So We're thinking, like, you know, we want to help you troubleshoot, women troubleshoot, and guys, this is going to help you too.
Because troubleshoot what?
Troubleshoot these penis problems, the picky princess penises that women don't know how to deal with.
Now, who's picky? Who's the prince?
Okay, so this is why it's confusing. We're talking about penis princes, so guys who, like, it's kind of a guy.
Princes or princesses?
Princesses.
Okay. Princesses.
Yeah, men.
Princes, then. Princes.
It's a penis princess, number one. This is the performance anxiety guy. We're saying that you're like a princess because you're okay. So fussy about your penis. But I'm not being offensive. Oh, people were offended a little bit. A few people.
People,
like,
need to relax.
I was like, dude, I'm just trying to make this light. Yeah, they're like, oh, no, and whoever. Guys were like, this is not a great way to talk about penis. I'm like, oh, because you've been so kind to the female race lately, I'm sure. Like, waiting, having your girlfriend, like, blow her load in your face every single time.
And these are guys that have these exact issues, probably.
Yeah, these guys. All I'm saying is, I know it's confusing. I said this at the beginning of the show, but it's like, okay, performance anxiety guy. He's very eager to please. He really wants to be the penis he initially was during the heavy petting stage of your relationship when you guys were fooling around and stuff. But he gets stage fright and he freezes up. And you know what happens to him? He gets a little soft and he, like, you know, he needs a little help. He needs encouragement. He gets soft. He gets scared. He goes back into his cave.
This is the virgin. This happens like to 98% of all virgins.
It's true, right? Yeah. They get scared. Because they can't believe it's happening.
I can't believe this is happening. Your heart's pounding so fast and not enough blood for the peen.
Exactly. So you've been there. Done that. Oh, yeah. So what women have to do is we just have to relax, take sex off the intercourse. I don't mean sex. Intercourse. Off the table. And then just, like, give him a massage. Take the pressure off. He has to take his mind off it. Give him a massage. Have him build up again. Say no big deal. Because it's really no big deal. The point of this article is actually to help men and women realize that, like, we don't care as much as you do. Like, guys are tripping out. Oh, I'm going to come. And I think this is why a lot of men continue to have – I know this is why a lot of men continue to have the same problems, issues with their penises because they're in their head about it. Because it happened before. It's going to happen again.
Once they're up there, it's hard to get out.
So distraction works wonders. So if, let's say, I give you a massage using, like, an aromatherapy candle, like my Emily and Tony candles, which you should all buy because they just – you have the most rockin' sex with them. I don't even – just have to buy it and then tell me that I'm wrong, which I'm not. EmilyandTony.com, coupon code Emily. Anyway, give him a massage, relax him, get him out of his head, and hopefully the penis will follow, come out of his head and be hard. Okay, penis princess number two, the foreplay flounderer. Flounderer. Okay, this guy, his penis is all about the intercourse. What? I saw you saying something that I couldn't hear, and I hated it.
Oh, you're getting freaked out.
Yeah, what did you say?
I said they all have alliteration.
They do.
I like it.
Thank you.
The foreplay flounderer.
The foreplay. Exactly. Flounderer. But you can't say it under your breath because
especially if you take a giant gulp of whatever is in that.
I'm so thirsty. I'm dying. Okay. He can keep it locked and loaded for the main event, which is no problem. But the minute the focus turns off of him and onto you, me, the woman, he loses his edge. So to speak.
Is this
bums
guy?
Us out. Yeah, no, this guy, you know, he's into the, like, when the second he has to provide foreplay, he flounders. He's like, I'm all hot and bothered. Oh, you want me to go down on you? You want me to touch your breast? I'm going to lose my erection because that doesn't really turn me on right now.
And you know what?
I hate these guys.
For those guys,
I love them.
Must
I've been
be
with them.
Such a horrible curse.
They don't get it, though.
It,
like,
must be. If working on you guys was, like, actually work and it was not fun for me, that would be awful.
Well, you're the
sex right, would suck.
Yeah. Can I tell you that there are many legions of men? And I don't know how I – it's the same way I tried to explain to women about, like, how you can learn to love the penis and love to giving blowjobs. Like, I don't know if a guy isn't connected with the fact that he's giving his woman pleasure and she's getting turned on and therefore that turns you on. How do you explain to a guy that – that's how you should feel.
Is there something wrong with these guys? Are they, like, are they guys that we should be watching, like, on a watch list?
Maybe. I mean,
like, are they dangerous?
Part of me likes to think that they just either they're not that they are dangerous. They're dangerous.
I think they're so selfish and so self-centered. Maybe
you date them for sometimes a little bit too long. You're like, maybe he just was a little tired tonight. Yeah.
These are the guys that are ripping us all off.
Exactly. They are. These are not that, you know, he loses his edge. And this bums us out because, you know, again, but how do I explain to a guy? You've heard my story about the guy I dated who I'm still good friends with, who doesn't listen to my show, thank God, who just texted me a second ago. When we dated a long time ago, everything was great. We had a great relationship, and this isn't why we broke up, but it took me months. Finally, we were at dinner one night, and I said, or years we were together, but it was long distance, a year and a half. I said, listen, I had one dirty martini. You're on vacation. And I said, listen, I got a question for you. I know that you're not that into, like, performer oral sex. And I'm just wondering, is it because you might not feel like you know what you're doing? Because I'm so down with like showing you. Is it because you're not really into it? Or is it because you think I don't want it? And he's like, nah, just not my thing. And I was stunned. I was like, you know, and that was, you know, I was like, okay, well, you know, you're not my thing. And check, please. And it was pretty much, over like a few days after that. But because the point is, it's not just that he wouldn't go, didn't like porn or oral sex. It was like, it's really just not, they didn't make the connection. That's my story.
Selfish prick.
No, but he's awesome and we're really good friends. So what I'm saying is there's a lot of women who are also just in their intercourse. I talk about foreplay all the time. That is like the majority of women want that. But I'm sure some guys can find women who are fine with just whatever, having sex. And they
other psychos. Yeah, other sociopaths.
Exactly. Maybe there should be a website for selfish lovers.
Get it in.
Selfishlovers.com.
No, that'd be horrible. Because they would both be selfish.
Yeah, but
they would just never, ever connect.
Okay, you're right. Whatever. So the guy, any penis worth keeping around, he's got to keep his turn, people. So when your guy is like manually or orally pleasing you, I'm telling the woman, if your guy is a little bit, you know, gets a little soft, you can always reach your hand down. You can do 69. You know, you could perform oral on each other at the same time. So he's still getting his way. He's still getting something out of it, too. If you aren't in arm's reach of his mind, you know, remember, you can talk dirty to him. That could do it, right? A little bit. A little selfish guy. He's not turned on anymore because he's pleasing you. But maybe if you talk dirty, you know, it's you probably have to turn over and give him a blowjob in the middle. But I'm telling you.
Maybe you can turn some of these guys. And like, you know, when you're really getting into it and letting them know that, oh, my God, you're doing such great things to me. Maybe they'll come around.
That's a really good point. And I'm not sure. I actually don't. I would love a man or a woman to email me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. If you've been with someone who has reverted their, they had an aversion to performing oral sex and now they love it. Aren't you curious?
I'm sorry, I heard you saying a girl or a guy to email me. I thought you were going to say eat me. And I'm stuck on that. That would have been a good one.
I did not say eat it. Okay.
And enjoy it. Just a girl or guy to eat me and enjoy it.
Right, exactly. Just eat me at feedback. Okay. So penis prince number three, the latex hater or the condom hater. So we kind of covered this. We did cover this earlier. But, you know, this is the penis that loves to walk on the wild side with no protection whatsoever. You know, guys say, oh, I'm not sensitive with the condom on, or I don't want to be held back. But the second you try to wrangle this guy into a protective coating, right, a protective wrapper, he freaks out, the penis has an attitude, and he tries to get out of any safe sex situation and leaves us all running for plan B.
These guys are easy to spot, too, because they're covered with pustules and herpes.
Exactly. Yeah. It's so easy. You can just spot this guy.
Warts.
So the best way to deal with him over here is to find out, to experiment with all these condoms that I'm telling you about, that they're not like the condoms you had even 2 years ago. There's just so many different. So there's, like I said, I love the Lifestyle Skin condoms. They have a more natural feel than normal latex, and they're clinically proven to enhance pleasure. Because they also have one with these little studs on it, and they have like this lubricant that's not going to infect a woman at all, because some condoms just give infections. And guys are like, I don't even feel like it's like next to where it's the closest thing to wearing nothing at all. So condoms are not what you used to think. Number four, the position picky guy. This is the guy that can only have sex in one position. He can only ejaculate in one position, or that's his favorite one. That's all he likes.
Girls are like that too. A lot of girls.
What did I cast out?
I got to be on top. I have to be. She only comes when she's on top. There's even a song about it.
I don't know. It's true. That's the majority. I'd say a larger percentage of women orgasm on top, but not all. But the guy who only does it in one position is worse than the woman, because the woman is more like, okay, you can bang away at me for a while on the jackhammer, and then I'm going to climb on top.
Yeah, a guy can come most anyway.
But guys can't. But there's some guys, you know, we've all met this penis. He's only happy thrusting in turbo mode, and it's often from behind. Right?
Staring at himself in the mirror. Yeah.
Exactly. He's not looking at your ass, which you think, oh, at least he's looking at my ass. No, he's just looking at himself in the mirror. If he doesn't have things his way, he becomes fussy and will stop what he's doing and he'll sulk. Or he'll keep going, but he will refuse to reach full enjoyment, or he can't reach full enjoyment because he needs to have his position. The only way to handle this situation with this particular picky penis princess is compromise. Just like all things in life and relationships.
Like you break out a pie chart?
Yeah, you do. You're like, okay, I get whatever the hell I want. Missionary, please her for all I care. Like, make sure that she has her way.
Wait a minute.
She has an orgasm, and then you can pound away at her.
I didn't want to paint you in a corner, but you hate sex bartering, don't you? I thought you hated that.
No,
like doing favors for, and I'll do this if you do that.
No,
I thought you were against that.
I'm not talking about doing favors for. I'm talking about like Really? So the only way you can come is pounding her, like turbo pounding her from behind? I get it. But would you be cool if maybe sometimes I was on top, or I did the spooning position, or I used a sex toy, and then you could pound me from behind? I'm talking about compromising sex. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm going to give you a blow job because you took out the trash.
Very different. Yeah, it's very different. Yeah,
very different.
That's what I was going back to.
Oh, I'm so glad we covered that. Okay, and number five, the picky penis princess is the Minuteman. We all know about him, and I feel bad for him because he's the most excited and the most enthusiastic and the most sensitive. He's
and
so excited.
The guy that can go again not too long later.
Some of them can, some of them can't.
Well, the guys that can't, that's just awful.
I know, because usually you're like, okay, get out of the way, and then you go. But some guys can't. So what you got to do is this guy, the life of the Minuteman, and according to recent studies, is way more common than you think. There are several ways to help this penis through his shortcomings to ensure everyone leaves the party having a good time. So we always talk about this, like clearing the pipes, so to speak. So we could do like a pregame, masturbate before the date, even.
They called a flogging the dolphin on that in that movie.
Flogging the dolphin?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
What movie was that? Yeah. Something about Mary, yeah. You got to flog the dolphin.
Exactly. So you could do that beforehand. You could also do the stop-start method. Practice that masturbating, or you get like a stamina training unit, because then the whole point of the stop-start method, either during sex or during masturbation, is that you masturbate until the point where you're about to ejaculate, and then you stop. And then you try it again, and
so
then you learn your penis.
Yeah.
Training your penis. But the stop-start method during intercourse is when you're just like, which is, okay. Have you ever been with a woman and you think you're right? You're like, oh, stop, babe. Just got to stop. I'm gonna come. And you don't want to come yet?
Yeah, I've had sex, yes.
Okay, so that happens a lot. But if that's the only – it's okay every once in a while. But if it happens like the entire time, every minute, then you could try Promescent.
There you go.
Which is a delay spray.
Cocaine works on your
dick,
too.
Or
in your nose.
Do not recommend drugs to my listeners.
Sorry.
It's the only FDA-approved delay spray on the market. It's applied directly to the penis, and this can help guys last twice as long. And this way, both you and the penis can enjoy every single minute of sex with no interruptions. And it actually works. I've talked about Promescent forever because it really is. I mean, you can still feel the sex. You last twice as long. She has her orgasm. Everyone's happy. So that's the penises.
Plus, you know what? With the Minuteman guy, I would think that he's overcompensating in many other ways, too.
Well,
and
we would
leaning
think-
hard on her before he takes care of himself because it's going to be over so quick. So maybe, you know, don't be so worried about it because that'll get out there into the
chatty
rooms.
I dated a Minuteman for a while.
Was he
took
care of you?
Yeah, totally. It was amazing oral sex, amazing everything else. And I really, really loved him. And we did not break up because of his premature ejaculation.
Especially the guys a little more experienced, I think, that have been around for a while.
Yeah.
I would think that they, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm making myself sound like a Minuteman. I'm not. Not that it matters, but... I would just assume there'd be overcompensation there. You know what I mean?
For sure. You have to. You got to always – everyone always overcompensates for the shortcomings. Right?
Yeah.
So,
shortcomings. Yeah, it works.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, but then there was the guy that was – I don't want to get into it.
Oh, one guy's like, it's not my thing.
No,
I come really fast.
No,
I'm very selfish.
No, he was small and a premature ejaculator.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
And selfish?
No, not selfish.
Not the
triple threat. No, he was giving.
Not the triple threat.
He was a giver. No, he was a giver. And so I'm just saying, no matter what your penis issue is, we're fine with it. I'm trying to teach women and men how to communicate about it because men can get so frozen. Like, you know, it's the worst thing ever. And women are like, we don't want to talk to you about it. So hopefully this will help everyone have better sex and less picky penises. But if your penis is picky, we still love you anyway. Okay?
Picky princess penis.
So what else do I have to say that I forgot? We're going to sign off now. But the first thing is I want to say is to... check out the Sexual Health Expo, sexualhealthexpo.com. I'm giving away tickets. It's January 17th and 18th in Los Angeles.
You can do it. Los Angeles. You live here.
January 17th and 18th in Los Angeles. I'm giving away tickets. Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com why you would like to attend. It's going to be awesome. I'm giving the keynote speech, but that's not why it's going to be awesome. But one of the reasons, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Everything is Sex with Emily. And also subscribe to us and review us on iTunes. And I love you all. Thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but we're going back to penises. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. I've got a product called Down Under Comfort, And, you know, it's like deodorant for your balls, but it's for women too. Anywhere you sweat, your lower back, your breasts, it's a cream to a powder formula. It's for men and women, and it prevents sweat stains, chafing at the gym, and it keeps you fresh and dry and ready for action anytime. So a lot of guys use talcum powder, which is really messy, gets all over the place, and it's actually not even good for you. It's a little carcinogenic. So this smells just great. You can rub it all over, like I said, in the morning, and then you know that if you happen to have offering for sex or even a blowjob that night, you will be fresh and ready to go. Go to emilyandtony.com. Use coupon code Emily for 20% off your first order. And also, it was voted by Men's Health the number one product that you didn't know you needed in 2014.
What was it called?
Down Under Comfort.
My questions are going to my pecker.
emilyandtony.com. Use code Emily. Thanks for listening.